to you, Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink? Later you may eat and drink.' Do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We have done only what we ought to have done.'" And this, brothers and sisters, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Bigger. So
branches for birds
to protect themselves.
We struggle with faith. I struggle with faith on a daily basis. I don't know how you do it, but I struggle with faith on a daily basis. Because struggle, doubt, weakness comes with the faith package. It comes with it. Doubts and weaknesses are part of being human. And yes, we are Christians, and we go to church, and we believe in God. But still, we are human. We are human beings. And doubts and weaknesses are part of being humans. Still, it does not mean that we don't have enough faith. It means that we are humans dealing with difficult things, things that makes us question. And it's not a horrible thing to have questions. It's a normal thing. Again, it comes with the faith package. Faith is not about believing harder either. I have to believe harder. You either believe or not believe, but you don't believe harder. That's absurd. You believe or you don't. And faith is something so abstract that you cannot explain it with simple words. It just cannot happen. You could read Hebrews, and Hebrews has a very basic definition of faith, but still, you could recite that definition, but those are just words. Faith is manifested in the way we practice it. It looks like what I do. It looks like what you do. An example. When I was thinking about these, the things I was going to tell you, I remember a movie. I remember Indiana Jones. Who has seen Indiana Jones? Okay. If you haven't, please, you know, spend time and, you know, watch Indiana Jones. It's very awesome. Specifically, The Last Crusade. I don't know if that's the third, the second, the fourth, the, oh, okay, you're a fan, the third. So, watch that movie. And in that movie, you're going to see a very interesting scene. There is a scene where he has to walk on air with faith. He is like at an abyss, and he has to walk to the other side, but he is seeing it, the abyss, and there's nothing there, it's just air. But still, he has to have faith in order to walk through it. And he does this, and he just is step forward. And he stumbled a little, but finally, he gets to this invisible spot, and as soon as he realizes, he sees, and there is a bridge made of stone. Very narrow one, but a bridge. And that's where he has his leap of faith. And in every single one of our lives, at some point, we're going to have that moment, that leap of faith moment. Brothers and sisters, I've had it, and I'm sure that along the way I will have a few more.
Jumping or walking without actually looking. Just like, here I go. In your name. Without seeing what's, you know, at the bottom, without even knowing what's at the end, you just start walking in the name of God. You just face whatever it is that you have to face in the name of God, not knowing how it's going to look like, not knowing how will it end up being, but you just start walking. Or jumping, or running, depending.
Jumping or walking without looking. That's how faith looks like. That's how faith looks like. It's taking a step when it looks like there is nowhere to go. You'll realize faith.
It's like when you have a cold.
Do you not conscience up your nose on a regular basis? As soon as you get a cold, you realize you have a nose. It's itchy, it's running, and it's a bother. Many times in our lives, we've been in that situation. We plan, but the moment is gonna come when life plays us a joke or throws us a curveball. And then we won't have a plan. The only thing that will take us to the other side will only be faith. We experience faith in the mundane, in life itself. In life itself, it's in a daily life. In our daily life, that faith takes place. Yes, we are here because we believe in God, right? We are here because we have faith. But faith is not tested here. Faith is tested outside. As soon as you walk out from here, we act on faith here. But faith and the reality of life challenges us. And then we stumble. Unemployment. Divorce. Death. A diagnosis. Knowing that God is there. And working on it, that's what faith is all about. That's what faith is all about. Knowing that no matter the situation, brothers and sisters, no matter the situation, God's got you. That's faith. The comfort in that, that's faith. He is already there. And he will take you through it. That's faith. That's how faith works. Faith does not come in quantities. It's in quality. When my church in Puerto Rico, 4 years ago, told me, "Pastor, in 6 months, we're not going to be able to pay you." I said, "Okay." And I started thinking about it. I remember, and my option right there was, well, if I'm not going to be working here or fulfilling my call here, I'm going to have to leave Puerto Rico because I'm going to need a full-time call. That was hard. And that was scary because all my life I had this group of amazing family members that whenever I needed something, they were there. Whenever I got a flat tire, I could get the phone and call my brother, one of my brothers. "I need your help." Whenever my kids were sick, their dad was going to be there helping me, thinking that I would have to move and be totally alone in a strange place with strange weather, with strange standpoints for me, with different cultures and friction with it. That was scary. And I started the process. I didn't think about it. I just started my papers and whatever. Did my homework. Where are the most cheap places? The states, you know, that cost of living was less. Never I thought about Wisconsin. Never. And never in a million years, 5 days before they told me they couldn't pay me, they weren't going to be able to pay me, never in a million years would I thought that I was going to do ministry in the States. Never. I was one of the people that said, "I'm not moving. I'm sticking. And I'm trying, and I'm going to try with my people to solve the problems in my country." I was one of those. And then I started talking to myself. And I started saying, "You talk about following God's will. You talk about how if God says something, you have to obey. You talk about these amount of, some people would describe them with two letters, but I'm not going to. You talk a lot of that. And now is the time you have to live by your words." And I said, "Well, God, here I go. The only thing I knew was that God was going to be there waiting for me. And he was going to open the way. As soon as I landed in General Mitchell Airport, I felt so vulnerable. So vulnerable. The only two people waiting for me there was the senior pastor and the secretary of the church. I didn't know my house. I didn't know how it would look like. I stepped out of that plane, and as I was doing that, I did one of the greatest leaps of faith that I have done. But what I thought all the way flying from Puerto Rico to Wisconsin was the same God that
that opened the way. When I was unemployed in Puerto Rico for 2 years, that's the same God that's there waiting for me and will open the way.